Welcome to the Goddess Complex. My name is Ashley Michelle, shadow worker, galactic starseed channel, and spiritual business mentor. Each week, I bring you a special guest that is a spiritual practitioner, or we have an in-depth discussion on buzzworthy or taboo topics within the spiritual community. It is one of my soul missions to help you unlock your soul purpose through shadow work, care, and deep study. Thank you so much for spending some time with me today. Let's get after it. Hello, friends. Welcome back to another episode of The Goddess Complex. I am Ashley Michelle, your host and resident witch, and we have a celebration upon us, darling. It's a celebration unlike any other, something that we have not seen in our lifetimes, but everybody has been talking about it. And if you know what I'm talking about, well, then you know, honey, Pluto is in Aquarius. Aquarius, what? Aquarius, hey, Pluto's in Aquarius, darling. It is time to celebrate. Oh my God, let's get it. Let's get after it, okay? Here we go. So, before we dig into the tea, which is piping hot on this transit that I think everybody and their mother has been talking about, first of all, are you on the wait list, baby? The wait list? The wait list for what, Ash? Let me tell you. The wait list for the Eclipse series. So, 2024, this 8-year strength year, I'm really digging deep into my birth chart and modeling my business after my birth chart. And one of the things that I should have been doing was working more so with the moon. My chart is moon ruled. And if you don't know what planet rules your birth chart, look to your ascendant or your rising sign. Your rising sign, the planet that rules your rising sign, is the planet that rules your birth chart, and that is a planet that you want to pay very, very close attention to. And I'm a Cancer rising. And I've always had an affinity for the moon, darling. Always, always, always. So with that being said, we're doing something called the Eclipse Series this year. We have 4 eclipses, as always. You're going to hear me talk about them often. This year, we are working with the Aries-Libra axis. We've been working a lot with Aries in recent times because Chiron has been in Aries for so damn long. So we've been working a lot with themes around leadership and who's in charge here and speaking up for what we believe in and doing what we believe is right and acting versus overthinking about the action. You know how we can like overthink ourselves out of the right situation? Not that, none of that. And so now we're bringing Libra into the mix, and these eclipses are also on the nodes as well. North node is in Aries right now and South node is in Libra. Our North node is our node of destiny. Our South node is it's like a karmic node. It's where we were. It's past behaviors and influences that we may or may not still abide by. So we've got some work to do there. And so the collective in general is going to be working around themes with, again, leadership and who's right, right? And versus Libra, which is all about codependency and not being able to be alone and justice and also not being able to make a decision and diplomacy. But this is not a podcast on the nodes. I could go on and on about that. Do you want that? If you want that, you let me know. And we'll get that. We'll get that going. This is a podcast on Pluto in Aquarius. Now, why am I smiling? If you're watching us on the YouTube right now, you can see me just cheesing right now. Because Pluto takes 16 years to move from sign to sign. Okay, so Pluto spent 16 years in Capricorn. That is a long fucking time to deal with Pluto's ass, who loves government, by the way. Pluto is known to play in the world of government, and Capricorn is as well. So it's been interesting to see some of the changes we've seen in our government while Pluto's been in Capricorn. But Pluto in Aquarius is revolutionary. Revolutionary, to say the least. main characteristics words for Pluto: disruption, destruction, transmutation, power, transformation, regeneration, the slow burn, right? Pluto and Mars have Scorpio in common, but the biggest difference between Martian energy and Pluto energy, in my opinion, is this slow burn. Mars is like, in your face. I'ma fuck it up, I'ma fuck you up, and I don't care how you feel about it. That's Mars. Pluto was like, I'm gonna kill you slowly with splinters. Not to be dark about it, but I mean, seriously though, Pluto takes its time. And, you know, I do have an episode coming out later this year. I think I'm going to drop it this quarter on the age of Aquarius, because it's worth talking about again. But, like, I've talked about this 1,000 times on my podcast, and I'm sure you've, if you're listening to my podcast, you like astrology, right? And so, you know, we're in the age of Aquarius, but there's, like, a lot of math behind it. And it's not just, like, something we're saying. You know, like, we are actually entering into the age of Aquarius that's going to last hundreds of years. This is, like, a thing, you know? And so I really want to, the Sag in me wants to give you the behind the scenes of what us astrologers mean when we say age of Aquarius. And Pluto entering Aquarius is just one of the many markers of the age of Aquarius since the Great Conjunction. You know, Aquarius is the genius. Aquarius is the innovator, the revolutionary, the us and we mentality, and also the individual. Aquarius energy is who the fuck they are. They are non-conventional, and they are non-conventional because they show other people why it's safe to be that way, why it is okay. Aquarius sticks up for the little guy. Aquarius thinks about the future. Aquarius is all about technology, right? Aquarius energy is weird and fun. Aquarius energy is the star seed. It's the aliens. It's disclosure. It's also astrology. And so when we put these two together, Pluto, the planet of destruction and disruption, with Aquarius, the sign of the future and innovation, we have a tower card moment. That's what it is. We have a tower card moment. We are burning it to the ground. We are literally reinventing ourselves as a society from the bottom up. We may even see it from the top down. Depends on what else is going on in the world. Makes me think of Uranus and Taurus. But anyways, so we are really honestly seeing how we are redoing things. And it has already started to happen, right? It's already, think about the 90s and the early 2000s to now. Think about how it was like a fun idea to leave the message on your answering machine at home, right? Remember when cordless phones came out and that was a big deal, right? Remember how like you couldn't be gay. Like that was actually a thing. My friend, you just couldn't be gay. You couldn't tell anybody you were gay. And yeah, we still have work to do around it, but we're way better than what we were. Think about it. Think about how receiving this podcast was nothing we could even consider 20 years ago. We are already laying the foundations for this new world that we are ushering in. And I am giving you a call to action, my friend. What side do you want to be on? What world do you want to be a part of creating, right? that's really what it comes down to. It's not the time for us to play a safe game. It's the time for us to go for what we believe in and to go for what we believe is right. It's time for us to take the risk. Pluto has a way of rewarding us when the risk is taken and we were on the right side of things. Pluto has a way of being like, yeah, you fucked that up. You ate. Now come get these rewards, right? So, let's see here. What do I have in my notes? Okay. One thing I do want to mention out here is Pluto is intense and extreme, okay? So everything is very black and white, okay? Everything is very, very black and white with Pluto. Depending on where you're at in life, depending on where you're at with your goals, with your dreams, with your aspirations, with your relationships, with your body, with your love, with your heart chakra, with your meditation, right? With what you eat, with what you ingest as far as like TV and music and things like that. Depending on where you are in life, this black and white energy that Pluto is going to give us in Aquarius can be great. It can be annoying as all hell. I think it's important that when we look at astrology, that we understand that astrology is a map and it is a guide, it is a blueprint, and it allows us to be aware of certain scenarios that may take place in our lives, right? And so Pluto goes by, if it walks like a duck and it quacks like a duck, it's a motherfucking duck. Duck. Stop saying it's a chicken. It's a duck. And I'm going to show you it's a duck. It's not a chicken. It's a duck. Now, Jupiter might let you think it's a chicken because Jupiter is like, I don't got time to worry about whether or not you think that's a duck or a chicken. Like, I'm busy over here trying to go to Egypt. Bye. But Pluto is going to put that duck in your face until you say it's a motherfucking duck. Are you picking up what I'm putting down? Right now is a great time to get all your ducks in a row. Pun intended. Right now is a great time for that. To make sure that the way that you are living your life is the way that you desire and deserve to live your life. Are you truly happy? Have you been at this dead-end job for a long time, but it really pays the bills, but you know you hate it? And it's been on your list to start job hunting or maybe even to go back to school, but your list just keeps getting longer and longer and longer. Like, what are you procrastinating on so that you can live a life that feels fulfilled and fulfilling? Because Pluto in Aquarius is going to move headfirst with or without you. Okay. So there are four signs that were heavily impacted by Pluto in Capricorn. And these are all cardinal signs, okay? And so this is Capricorn, Aries, Cancer, and Libra. And Capricorn and Cancer, because we're working with an opposition there, right? So anybody that has their sun, moon, or rising in Cancer, and probably some other important placements, but for sake of ease, we'll work with the big three, sun, moon, or rising. In Cancer, you were working with a Plutonian opposition, right? So that pressure, because Pluto likes pressure, but pressure also makes diamonds, but that pressure is going to be alleviated. Because remember, with oppositions, they're not speaking to one another. It's not working. It's not happening. They're not on the same page whatsoever when you're working with an opposition. Aries and Libra, because we're working with a sextile. And sextile is like, it's a little bit of love juice. That's the way I like to teach sextiles, right? It's like, I'm going to give you a little bit of love juice, a little bit of a love tap. It's not a conjunction. I'm not right on top of you. And it's not a trine. We're not sharing energies. We're sextiling. We're flirting, honey. We're flirting. Flirty flirt. But sometimes that flirt is not really wanted. And like I said, Pluto and Pluto's and Mars share Scorpio. Aries and Scorpio both share Mars. So Aries innately has some Plutonian characteristics that burn it to the motherfucking ground mentality, okay? That's what I'm getting at. Sorry, I'm a little under the weather, my friends. I know. I'm getting better, though. Anyways, so, Aries, you're welcome. I'm speaking for Pluto. You're welcome, because that energy's lifted. And, you know, Libra, you're kind of welcome. Here's the thing. Aries and Libra, you two both still have a lot of work to do this year, because as Pluto comes out of a sign that was agitating you, if you will, now we've got eclipses and we've got nodal eclipses on your axes, right? So it's like we've done all this Plutonian work, but we're not quite done yet. We're not quite done yet. So I want you to keep that in mind. Now, the four signs that are going to be mainly impacted, Pluto is a generational planet. So before I even get to these four signs, let's talk about that. For those of you who don't know, right, there are certain planets that are generational. So they're outer planets. So Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto are generational planets, meaning it takes them multiple years to move in and out of signs. So we'll find people. So I have Pluto in Scorpio. I was born in 89. Anybody born around 89, give or take 5 to 8, 10 years. I don't have the math on me right now, but give or take around that time. I think it's like 86, 85 to like 93. Don't quote me, friends. Somewhere around that time, though, we're all going to have Pluto in Scorpio. At home in Scorpio, I might add. Uranus, same thing. Neptune, same thing. And so astrologers love to look at generational astrology when we look at trends in the collective, when we look at certain hallmarks of our history, wars, laws being passed, uprisings, things of that nature. We can often see lots of correlations and similarities in where the generational planets were during specific times, which is why Pluto in Aquarius is such a big deal, because we're going to see some shit. Honestly, we're going to see some change. We've already been seeing some change. Can I, BLM, baby? I marched in BLM. Like, what the fuck? I can't. I mean, and also, don't even get me started. I'm fucking Texas and Florida. No offense to my Texan listeners or my Floridian listeners. You all know why I'm saying that. It's not your fault. We're working on it. We're going to get it fixed. It's not your fault. But anyways, so Pluto's generational. But with that being said, there are going to be some signs that are like going to experience Pluto's heat a bit more than the general collective, and that would be, of course, Aquarius and Leo, as Aquarius is opposition, and then Scorpio and Taurus sextiling, right? And so, depending on the content that you are ingesting, my friend, I want you to know that this, like, Pluto's, I think Pluto gets a bad rap for, like, being bad, right? I like to consider Pluto mischievous, and I also like to consider Pluto direct. I'm mischievous and I'm direct, so I fuck with Pluto. And I say this because I don't want you to be like, if you're out there and you have like three planets in Taurus, right? Let's say you're a triple Taurus and you're like, holy fuck. Don't feel that way. The blueprint of astrology allows us lessons to be learned. And that is what I want you to take away from this episode today and with this transit. Pluto is going to illuminate the holes that you may have around community, collective, the future, being who you are, being an individual, right? For some of you, this may show up as like a whole ass spiritual awakening. Don't forget, Aquarius is the sign of star seeds and aliens and galactic communication and travel. some of you might finally connect to your starseed roots over this transit. It doesn't necessarily have to be like chaos and disorder. You know what I mean? It doesn't have to be that deep. It doesn't have to be that deep. Sometimes Pluto brings about chaos and disorder. I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't tell you the truth. But I think Pluto brings about chaos and disorder for a purpose. Because remember what I said at the top of this episode? I see a tower card. Pluto in Capricorn to Pluto in Aquarius, to me, I see the tower card. And the tower card also gets a bad rap. Sometimes you have to burn it to the ground for new things to grow, for new seeds to grow, for more space, for even more expansion. Sometimes the way that we were doing it is not the way that we were supposed to. Sometimes the way that we were doing it is not the way that we are supposed to do it. And sometimes, babe, it takes a hard lesson from Pluto to really get the point. Like the way that you're working, even though it may be easy and it may be chill and it may be something that you're used to and it may be comfortable, it's not efficient, it's not where you're going, and you have a way bigger mission. You have way more things to do. You have way more people to touch. You have more of the world to see. And maybe you're living in your box. And maybe it's time to step out. And so maybe you're one of these signs, Scorpio or Taurus, where Pluto's sextiling you. And it's giving you that little bit of tickle. And Pluto's just nudging you just to touch. Just the tip. Sorry, I had to. Pluto is just nudging you just a little bit. Like, let's get out of our comfort zone. Not for nothing. Scorpio and Taurus are both signs that love being in their comfort zone as well. They need to be in their comfort zone or they lose their minds. Which is another thing, too, I wanted to bring up really quick. We're moving from cardinal energy to fixed energy generationally, which is a really important note to make. So Pluto being in Capricorn in this cardinal energy, and if you don't know what I'm talking about, forgive me. So each sign, right, we've got three different modalities, cardinal, fixed, and mutable. And cardinal essentially is let's start the process. And then fixed is let's build on the process. And mutable is now let's change the process, right? And Capricorn is cardinal. Let's start. Let's get it going. And Aquarius is fixed. And so generationally, collectively, as a community, we are all going to be in this deep phase of building. Baby, we are going to see some innovative things come out with technology. We are going to see some Star Trek shit. Okay? I'm telling you that right now. I just want to see it in my lifetime. That would be ideal. Because obviously, when I incarnate, should I choose to incarnate on Earth again, I'm probably not going to remember this life. I hope I do, but I probably not. My obsession with death and reincarnation is a whole other podcast episode. If you want to know more about that, make sure you DM me on the gram at AshleyMichelle90Day or email us at info@starseedshadows. I can talk to you all day about that. But anyways, we're going to see some wild shit come out with tech. We're going to see some wild shit come out in the health industry. We're going to see some big changes in our government and the way our government is moving, specifically in folks that are elected. This is all stuff that I'm predicting right now. I also am predicting we might see some more protests and uprising. No, not might. We will. And I think I said might to spare you because I'm like, I don't want anybody to feel like to fearmonger. I just like did a bit of a shadow work check with myself. Why did I say might when I know that that's what we're going to see? Pluto is about destruction and burning it to the ground, and so many of us have been exhausted, to say the least, in the way things have been. with our healthcare systems, with the pharmaceutical companies, with the economy and the recession, right? With money, with jobs, childcare, school systems, racism, homophobia, fat phobia. I could go on and on and on and on and on. So many of us are fucking over it. And these last years of Pluto and Capricorn and the age of Pisces have been laying the groundwork for us to really make some change for the generations that are coming in after Gen Z. That's going to last hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. What a time to be alive, baby. What a time to be alive. I love it. So that's my rant on Pluto and Aquarius. I really hope this helped. If you think this can help somebody, make sure you share the episode. This is how my word gets around to the people who need it. Share the episode. Share it with a friend. Share it on the gram. Tag me, AshleyMichelle90Day. Let me know what you thought of it. I love you so much. Thank you so much for your goddamn support. You seriously do not know. Thank you so much, and I will see you in the next one. Ciao, ciao for now. Hey, babe, did you love the episode? I sure hope so. Don't forget to enter that contest to win a $500 voucher to be used inside of the Starseed Shadows universe on anything you want. How amazing, right? So here's how you enter. You leave me a review on Apple Podcasts. Make sure you take a screenshot of the review and tag me in it at Starseed Shadows on Instagram. Super easy, super simple. Write the review on Apple Podcasts. Put it in your stories on IG, tag me in it, and you will be entered to win a $500 voucher to be used on anything inside of the Starseed Shadows universe. We choose a new winner each month. So let's get it, babe. Thanks for listening. See you next week.